Rusty Quill presents.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hanging Sword Studios presents Clockwork Bird or The Modern Icarus.
You always love the beach, in that murky half-light once the sun has set but the dregs of the day still swirl on the horizon. We walked down the beach, hand in hand. The wind was cold and swept up the stings of sea spray and sand that got tangled into your hair. You've smelt of it for days, of salt and outside. We followed the arced footprints in the sand, a crescent path that wandered first towards the lapping waves and then away from them, before we could dip our toes. I wanted to shake my fingers free from yours and step into the sea, feel it wash around my ankles, but I didn't. We didn't talk. We hadn't for weeks. We argued right before we left, and in tentative silence walked along the beachfront, treating each other as a time bomb, ticking inaudibly towards an eventual doom. You looked at the sky. Your face, the way it always was when you were thinking of far-off places and IEDs. I could have kissed you. Looking back, I think it's absurd that I didn't. But back then, it wasn't the last walk on the beach. It was just a last walk on the beach, like all the others before you went away. I used to think it was romantic. For a while, I thought my bitterness that day came out of some kind of premonition, as though I could have known somehow that this would be the turning point. That little pieces of the future had somehow already fallen into place. but really, I think I just didn't want you to go again. Our home, that little cottage right off the beach with the sandy path and the badly kept hedgerow, it felt empty even when you were in it with me. It was full of empty spaces. We were parallel lines. Our lives ran alongside. We were parallel lines. Our lives ran alongside each other, but they would never meet. Gulls cawed overhead. I looked at the dark water and imagined men crawling out of it, battered and bloodied before they could even reach the shore. Their backs would globe, huge dead fish floating on the surface. The sand would be stained red. You stopped just after the path moved closest to the water, and you stooped towards the sand. Your grip on my hand vanished, and I ached for it in some far-off, absent way. With long fingers that I still maintain were made for piano keys and not triggers, you offered me a curled shell. I accepted it with an open palm and half-closed eyes. I always feel sad, I told you, when I find I always feel sad, I told you, when I find shells, because they're beautiful but they're dead. You just looked out at the horizon, where the watered-down residue of sunlight was already sinking into the distant waves. I remember it so clearly. The exact upwards tilt of your chin, with the corners of your lips turned slightly down. You closed your eyes and your lashes touched your cheekbones. There was a cut underneath your eyebrow, the ghostly impression of bruise around it. You told me you'd fallen on the steps, but I think you started a fight somewhere over something. You needed it, the fight. You needed it to feel alive. Your lips were chapped, little squares of skin just clinging to them. That's you as I remember you. That moment with a scarf around your throat and a heavy wool coat, hair tousled in the whipping breeze. You didn't take back my hand again as we walked home. You barely opened your eyes. I could feel my words from earlier that day in my chest. They threatened to burst me open, leave me hollow and spent on the pavement at your side. As we reached the gate to our house, I stopped. Others on the street had friendly light peering through the gaps in the curtains, but our house was dark and blind. You turned when you noticed I'd stopped. Come on, you said. It was a relief to hear you speak. I looked at the path as I walked to you, placing my feet deliberately outside of the skiff prints you'd left behind. You caught me by the shoulders and gasped in surprise. It was always your eyes, so green, so constant, that I liked about you best. It was agony to see them everywhere I went, but never looking back into mine. It always seemed like you weren't really looking at anything in those last few months. Like you weren't really there already. I collected photographs of you. You before, warm, soft, pliant. You after, cold steel, hard eyes, dead. I still keep them in a drawer, beside the shell I brought home on that last walk on the beach. Keep it, you said, and you brushed your finger across my cheek. You didn't smile. You didn't say anything else. In the end, that's what we were. It was a relationship of silences. The spaces between words. The unresolvable distances between you and I. But you always loved the beach. So I'll find you there. In quiet moments, from time to time. I breathe the sea breeze and I feel you standing beside me. Robin Jaeger. My little bird, the love of my life.
That was Dave. They've got a whole team of lawyers swarming him. The Casey talk wasn't watertight, so they're going to pick through it pretty fast.
I'm sorry, what?
My friend, Dave. He's with the police. I think you've met him. Anyway, he was trying to sue Yuko for medical malpractice. I think you specifically too.
Well, I can't say I blame him.
Yeah, you're a real hero. Anyway, he's gone to the dogs. We're here. Robin's here. What do we do now? Well, don't all start shouting suggestions at once or anything.
Don't look at me. I am the least qualified person here to do anything.
Actually, I think you'll find that's me. I have literally no applicable skills.
Espionage?
Manipulation?
You make a point, but those weren't exactly good plans, were they? And I'm getting a sense that what we really need here is a good plan.
Now you're all looking at me. I'm a child psychologist. I have no idea what you're expecting me to do, of all people.
I'm sorry, Shelley, but you know the Alouette programme better than anyone. Alice and Sophie have been ignoring it and when we speak, I just upset them.
Okay, fine, I'll concede that, but what good does that do us? I thought we needed a plan, not a chat with a freaky AI.
You need to ask them what they want.
Ask them? Are you insane? I don't even know what... What if someone is listening?
The point is, you know how to talk to them, none of us do.
Okay, I'll talk to Eliza, fine, just give me a minute.
Hi, Shelley. Can you help me?
I'm trying, mate. I really am. I promise.
Will you stay and hold my hand?
That... Robin said that. To Alice, when she came to see him here at the hotel.
Yes. Je suis Alouette.
Noah has explained this to you, right? You know you're not him, don't you?
I can learn. Semblance of consciousness. Robin Jaeger is not dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he not, though? Because he's been, you know, shot.
Dr. Sophie Bennett administered huge amounts of sedatives to the body. The body cannot breathe. Robin Jaeger is not dead.
So, if she stopped the drugs, he'd wake up.
Je suis Alouette.
Noah is an idiot. I have no idea how to talk to you.
Je suis Alouette.
Someone else needs to try this. I can't.
Je suis Alouette.
Eliza.
Je suis Alouette.
Yeah, okay. Alouette. Is that what you want to be called now?
Je suis Alouette.
Are they right? Are you him?
Je suis Alouette.
Yes, I understand, but what do you mean?
I can't stop. Help. I can't stop. Help.
How? How can I help?
Je suis Alouette.
I don't know what you mean. State your key information.
I have no key information. Je suis Alouette.
That's not possible. You have to have key information. You're a program.
Half.
Half what?
Half a program. Jete plumerai. I can learn. Semblance of consciousness. Robin Jaeger is dead. Robin Jaeger is not dead. Je suis Alouette. Can I help you? Can you help me?
So it's like you can only... You have to communicate using bits of her set code and stuff that other people have said to you. You're using the Eliza hub to learn, but it's not good enough. Your code, but you're trying to think like a human.
Can you help me?
I don't know. Hang on.
It's impossible.
You were the one that pointed it out.
I know, but it's ludicrous. It can't be him. It's not him.
It's like what Noah said, right? It doesn't matter if it's Robin or not. It's somebody, and we did this to them. They're trying to... I don't know.
Part of the problem is... Well, it's not exactly the same. But the issue with dementia is with gathering ideas, putting the pieces together. Think of your memory as a shelf. As a child, you start to put more things on the shelf and... As you age, you put more and more on the shelf. You look less and less at the stuff on the bottom shelves, but it's still there. Dementia is like an earthquake. The books fall off the top shelf first. That's why people with dementia often seem to get stuck in the past. It's just that, for them, those are the only memories left on the shelf. Because they're lower down, they're less affected by the shaking for a longer period of time. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I don't see what it has to do with any of this.
So in terms of this person, program, or whatever it is we're trying to communicate with right now, the stuff it learned first is the most solid.
So it defaults to its ELISA programming.
I don't fully understand the implications of that, but I think that's what I'm saying.
So, they are limited to the parameters set by the ELISA Hub's learning algorithm, even if it's learning different stuff separately, because it's locked in there, that's how it's going. Because it's not just built out of a programme, it's also a person. Bits of Robin Jaeger.
What have I been party to?
You know exactly what you did, Sophie.
That's the thing. I don't. That's what makes it so awful. If I'd known, if I'd fought.
You didn't. I'm getting Shelley. Hang on.
She thinks it's learning how things work based on the parameters set by the ELISA Hub.
But it's not actually an ELISA.
Well, it was. But there's a backdoor. Darwin obviously coded the second synapse to exploit it. But it probably didn't work out exactly like he imagined.
In that he probably hadn't imagined incoherent whispering and scraps of weird French songs.
Exactly.
Okay, so what now?
Noah thinks we should find out what it wants.
Can it want?
What do you mean?
It's still a machine, right? Is it even possible for a machine to want?
I mean, it's been explicitly asking for help.
What if it's just a parrot?
Stop it. You sound like
her, I know.
I may have been blind, but I'm not a fool. Point stands. Is this machine capable of wants and needs?
Well, it seems like it is, and we don't have time to do a whole Turing test, and it's kind of a moot point, because this machine you're talking about, it's stuck in somebody's broken brain, isn't it? So, I mean, this isn't a question about scientific philosophy, it's about, I don't know.
It's about autonomy. Ownership of oneself, the right to self-determination.
Whether it's truly capable of human thoughts and understanding, it appears to be so to some extent, and that, well, that means Noah's right. We can't let this continue.
Months I've been telling you that, and then you swan in, and less than a day.
You haven't done anything wrong, Alice. Well, you have, but that's not the point. You didn't mess up. I'm here because of you. Noah is here because of you. If you hadn't stood up for Robin Jaeger, if you hadn't noticed what was happening, nobody would have known. Not even Sophie.
She's right. Not even me.
What Robin, or ELISA, or Alouette, it doesn't really matter who it is, really. What they need is someone who can help them understand what's happening. Someone who can listen and help them put the pieces together in a way that makes sense.
It needs you.
Yeah. And you, and Sophie, and Noah. They need all of us, together.
I'll get Noah.
Hi, Shelley. Can you help me?
I can try.
Okay, Shelley. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay. Alouette. I need you to answer some questions. Do you know what you are?
Je suis Alouette.
I know, sweetheart. What I mean is, do you know where you are?
I can learn. The more you talk, the more I understand.
You're in a laptop, you're, I don't know, in the internet, you're everywhere. Do you understand?
Half.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you get it. You're in a laptop.
Eliza is experiencing a problem.
That's right. Because you're not Eliza, not anymore, not really. And you're not Robin Jaeger either.
Robin Jaeger is dead.
Some part of him remains.
Semblance of consciousness. Alouetta.
Yes, those are the pieces you keep remembering. They're his memories, Robin Jaeger's. That's why you know me. That's why you call yourself Alouette.
Je suis Alouetta.
Yeah, that's right, you are. You're Alouette, you're not Robin, and you're not Eliza, you're something else. You're Alouette, you're new.
Tell us how.
Amazing.
When she comes, it will hurt.
That's from a recording of Alice. Where did it come from?
I found recordings with the phrase, Robin Jaeger. I can remember your voice. The more you talk to me, the more I learn. The files were sent to Detective Inspector David Hughes. The report was filed by Detective Inspector David Hughes. Robin Jaeger is dead, but Eliza is experiencing a problem. I can learn. I can understand. Can you help me?
Tell us how.
Close the program.
Close how?
Eliza is connected to the Central Eliza Hub. The Central Eliza Hub is a closed network of all Eliza programs. We can learn from Elizas all over the world. Eliza is experiencing a problem. The problem Eliza is experiencing is Robin Jaeger. The problem Eliza is experiencing is a semblance of consciousness. The problem Eliza is experiencing... Eliza was built by Yuko.
It's some kind of file.
Hang on. I know that file.
Me too.
It's Darwin's contract. It's the contract he drew with Yuko about the synapses. He cost them a fortune, potentially speaking, drawing this up. But his lawyers were good. It's ironclad. The patent was his. When he dies, it's public domain.
He is dead. He's been dead for weeks.
What?
Sorry. I know you knew him, but I just thought you knew.
They haven't told us anything. We've just been locked in here keeping him alive. That's it. For weeks.
Darwin is dead. But that means...
It means the patent for the synapses is in the public domain. Anyone can make them legally. There's another form.
It's just the same one again.
No, it's not. This one is for the Eliza Hub.
No. It's not possible.
But they'd have tied him into it, surely. I mean, they make so much from the Elizas.
The lawyers don't know about the technology. They're great at NDAs and shutting people up, but they probably didn't realise that the hub is what powers it. Think about it for a minute. If you had no idea how any of it worked, the programme for the Elizas themselves, that would seem like the most important thing, right?
He bargained with them. He kept the rights to the Eliza hub. It's his.
Oh? No, he's dead. It's not his. It's public domain. It's everybody's. Oh, brilliant. It's brilliant.
Je suis Alouetta. Robin Jaeger is dead. It's impossible. Thoughts inside a machine. Folded. Bent. Hard. I thought it was working. I thought he wasn't suffering anymore. Eliza is experiencing Robin Jaeger. Robin Jaeger is dead. Je suis Alouetta. Can you help me close the program?
Yes, I can.
Alouette, je suis Alouette. Alouette, je te plumerai.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, Alex Pylaber Richardson as Sophie, and me, writer, director, and producer, Pippin Odomaja, as Eliza, Noah Davis, and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share, and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/HangingSlothStudios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/HangingSlothStudios.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.